they say one of the best ways to get your shit together for the week is to plan ahead and prep. And I'm here to tell you that that's a lot easier said than done, but I'm going to share with you a few of the key things to prep the week before so that you have a smooth week and you can have your shit together.
Hey, I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. I'm back after a little bit of a break. We had March break here, which is like spring break if you're in the States or anywhere else. But before that, I was really fortunate enough to attend some professional development in Florida, in the States. And it was lovely. It was a great escape from here in the weather. We had like 80 degree temperatures the whole time, and it was legit like a drug for my body. Anyway, the week before that was spent getting ready, and then we had March break here, so I took some time off to enjoy with the family and really be present. So I am back, and this week I'm sharing with you how to prep and prosper for an efficient week as a busy working mom. So I was saying at the top of the show that, you know, it's easier said than done. We all know we have to prep, right? But we're busy, and sometimes if we don't kind of have a method or a system of what that looks like, that can be challenging because you're just picking out of the air, like what is important to prioritize or get done on, say, a Sunday or whatever day that looks like for you. Some people do it on a different day, but I'm going to share with you the important things that may help you to make your week a little bit more efficient and set you up for a successful week to feel like you got your shit together, because we all could use that a little bit heading into a new week. Okay, the first tip I have for you to help you prosper this week with some prepping under your belt would be meal planning. So yeah, that's a big, broad topic. And everybody has kind of their own way of doing it so that they feel like, you know, it helps them move forward each week. I share a effective meal planning system in my Mom's Get Shit Done Club with the moms in the club. However, I really encourage people to make it personalized to them, because it's everybody's lifestyle and life is different, and the times they come home from work and what the capacity they have after work to be able to do. Sometime you're shift working. So every system that I share, I really want people to take as a kind of a guideline and then be able to like customize it themselves. But the biggest thing that I share with meal planning is if you're able to prep ahead some protein. So some form of protein that you can use to throw together for some suppers, that's helpful. So I tend to take my Instapot out, throw in a package of chicken breasts, and I put that in the fridge when it's done, so I can pick at it through the week, whether it's to go in salads or as a, you know, a main for the kids, just because my kids don't eat a ton. So I like rip it up or I put it in pasta or whatever. I also boil a whole bunch of eggs because it's a quick, easy protein snack to grab. And maybe I have some cheese cut up or something like that ready to go too. So those little protein snacks are really going to help you when you are at a time crunch and throwing some food together. Now, I also prep a side, or like I like to say, a carb. So sometimes it might be like a pasta salad. Oftentimes it's brown rice that I have prepped in the fridge, or even some scrambled eggs, whatever that looks like. But it's one of those things that allows you to be versatile. You can pick it apart, put it together, throw it together with some sauce or whatever it is, so you have some meals that can be quick. If you're in one of those nights where you have to run from sports to practice to whatever, right? You want to have something quick. and especially for ourselves. I do this for me, but then I'm picking it up for the kids all week too. So it's one of those things that's super helpful. So if you can prep your protein and a carb or side, then you're going to be that much ahead for your week. My next tip that you can prep to help you prosper for an efficient week ahead would be not to leave your mornings to chance. So, example, I am a mind ninja. I can think my way out of anything, right? So the mornings are hard for me. So I need to make it the easiest it can be, especially if I want to like get anything done in the morning, like movement or whatever. So the night before, the kids and us, we make sure that as much as we can get done is done. So lunches are ready. The kids' bags are packed. Anything that you may need to grab to get out the door is where it should be for you to grab it. Because you can waste and spend a lot of time doing that in the morning, which leads to frustration. So I'll tell you, the other day, I didn't take my own advice and I was going to scoop out my breakfast that was in the fridge, make this smoothie or whatever. And last minute, I'm looking for this ingredient, I'm looking for that ingredient, I'm running all around the house and it's wasting time. And I was so fast that I whipped around and I dropped and broke the whole glass jar on the floor. And we were already running late and I was late. So those little things really just add to your day, even if it's 5 minutes. So things that you can prep the night before might be your lunches. Have your bags packed. The kids can pack their backpacks. You know, there's nothing worse than knowing it's library day and you have to return a library book and no one knows where it's at. And then it's a huge meltdown. Or the worst around here is finding freaking hats and mittens at the last minute. So oftentimes we just lay them out in a pile and are ready to go. And then the kids are, it's a lot more independent for them to get ready when they don't need help finding something or they don't need help packing their bag or whatever it is, filling their water bottles, those kinds of things. So if you have to think about this in the morning, it's not only going to add to your frustration level and set you off feeling out of control and overwhelmed in the morning, but it's just going to be a time waster. And then you're going to feel like you have no time. You're going to feel like you ran a marathon before you even got to work. So the most you can prep the night before is going to be helpful. And oftentimes at the beginning of the week, it takes a little bit of effort, but then through the evening, because you've used through the weeks, because you've used things already, it's not as much. So that would be my tip, because I'm a mind ninja and I literally can talk myself in and out of anything. And doing it, always make sure that I have what I need for the morning. This next tip that you can prep ahead of time to help you prosper for the week ahead as a busy mom is movement. And okay, so I'm using this in general. We know movement is medicine. So if we know that this is hugely valuable for our life, it helps us with motivation, it helps us with patience, it helps us with energy, it helps us with being able to just function each day. We know it's important. So if that's important, we need to prep for it. And I'm not saying it has to be at a gym. I'm saying whatever that looks like in your day. So maybe it's a 10-minute lunchtime walk. Maybe it's, you know, a dance party after supper in the kitchen, or it's morning movement. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever you have capacity for at the time is what needs to happen, but it needs to be thought out. So it might mean that you're laying out your workout clothes for the week, or you're laying them out the night before, or you're picking a gym time, or you're choosing the workout video the night before that you have intentions of doing so you don't have to spend time scrolling, or you have a plan with a friend to meet up for a walk at a certain time. The reason why it's important to plan ahead is because if you're like me and you're a mind ninja, you can literally talk yourself out of that movement super easy. All it takes is one thought or one little hinge on the plan. So I think it's really important to prep your movement for the week if possible, even with the intention of when it would be likely to happen, rather than, you know, anything super scheduled. But if you're thinking the night before or the week before about when you could fit things in, it's going to really help you to follow through, but then not be trying to scramble and fit stuff in and then feel at the end of the week like you weren't able to manage it or get it in. So prepping time for movement is going to be super important, and it's going to help you with self-care. You're going to feel less stressed. You're going to feel more in control and less overwhelmed when you can have this thought ahead of time and you're not behind the eight ball trying to squeeze it in. Okay, this last tip I have for you that you can prep ahead of time to make your week easier is to just take a few minutes and plan for things that you value. If you value having some time to play outside with your kids, or if you value a date night with your husband, or if you value having just quiet time when you come home from work to read, to decompress, whatever that is that's important to you. And you all know how you can do that. You just take a second and like think back and think about what is that thing you wish you could do. Take a minute and figure out how you can make that happen in your week. And just having that intention and plan, sort of like the movement situation, is going to make your week much more enjoyable and less stressful. It may not take a lot. It might be just the thought process, right? Or the intention ahead of time. But these are the things that make our weeks easier, more enjoyable, and less effort, right? When we can fit this stuff in, you know, if you're going to go for a walk with your friend one evening and that's enjoyable for you, or just you want to have time to read your book. So for example, this week I decided I'm putting my phone downstairs and plugging it in before 8 o'clock every night so that I don't have my phone upstairs and I can read before bed. I planned ahead for that. So I have been doing that this week because I value it. I really want to do that for myself. So when you have those intentions, when you think about what you value, whether it's like, you know, maybe it's time with your kids, loved ones, reading them a story, putting them to bed, whatever that is for you, if you value it, you make time, you prep to make sure that that happens. So it might be time in your schedule. It might be the space to do it. It might be the phone charger I need downstairs, whatever that looks like, to make it easy. The least barriers that we can create in our lives to impede in our week is going to be super helpful, because we all know that mom life is going to creep up and all these unexpected things are going to happen. So if we can think about the big picture and take out some of those controllables, the things we can control in our week and do it when we have the time, i.e. the meal planning, the morning stuff that we need to get ready, maybe movement and things that you value, those things are really going to help make your week a little bit more smoother. And then you're not going to be scrambling behind the eight ball. Those are the things that I consider when I'm getting ready for my week ahead. I also share this step by step, and you can find it in my posts on Instagram and my stories. Usually every Sunday I put it up in my stories and I kind of show how I go through this. But I walk moms through it in the Moms Get Shit Done Club all the time. We do this in our weekly, monthly planning session so that we can be in control and we can really just like have this system in place, because when it's a system, it's a lot easier to just take one step in front of the other, right? But if you are looking for a way to get your shit together and you want a system to help you to figure this stuff out, well, you're in luck, because the week after Easter, which will be April 1st, through 5th, I believe, I'm going to be doing another free Get Shit Done challenge. I would love for you to join me there, because you're going to get this system with you for you for free. And I'm going to give you a planning page. It's going to help walk you through it. You're going to leave there feeling a little more in control. And what better time than after a little bit of a break to get our shit together? So join me there. Sign up, register so you get the emails so you can log in and get the all of the stuff. And I hope you can join me. Anyway, I hope you had a lovely spring break if you had it, and you're enjoying some of this nice spring weather that is coming our way finally in the light. Oh my gosh, the light. It's like a drug, I said. All right, have a lovely week ahead. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.